Good morning. Another clear, cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most locations starting in the 40s and lower 50s, although some places, especially across the higher terrain, back into the 30s and lower 40s. So a clear, crisp start across the higher terrain. It does look like everyone, though, will rebound with beautiful sunshine through the morning, quickly back off our morning lows and into the 60s and 70s by lunchtime, with high temperatures approaching, if not touching, the 80-degree mark by mid to late day. High pressure has been dominating the weather picture across the region, and it will continue to do so today, keeping the skies mostly sunny. A couple of pop-up clouds and a stray shower can be found, perhaps in parts of the Catskills, otherwise dry throughout the region through the evening. Overnight tonight, skies will remain clear, and with that high pressure center overhead, temperatures will drop back again into the upper 40s and lower 50s. So we'll start off tomorrow with some sunshine, then as that high departs, a system will head our way from the Midwest. Clouds will increase during the morning, leading to a few showers by lunchtime, then more numerous showers and even a couple of thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon, lasting into the evening. High temperatures on an increasing southerly breeze will push into the lower 70s. Behind this system on Friday, another area of high pressure will build in and dry us out for the end of the week. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine, a bit of a northwest breeze, and cooler temperatures. Highs on Friday will only manage to get into the lower 60s. On the cooler side of a warm front on Saturday, skies will be mostly cloudy. And as the front approaches, we'll see showers developing across the region. Temperatures will stay in the 50s to the north of the front in northern New York and New England, near 60 along I-90, but manage to get into the middle and upper 60s, perhaps even near 70 south of the front in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. Showers will persist into Saturday night before we dry it out for Mother's Day. On Sunday, we could expect a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-60s. A warming trend with plenty of sunshine early next week, Monday and Tuesday, middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Midwest. Modest heating in the wake of dissipating convection and cloud cover this morning should provide an amply unstable environment for convective redevelopment to occur near an eastward-moving trough crossing the Midwest. While mid-level flow will remain somewhat modest through peak heating, enhanced low-level flow suggests potential for some storm organization and attendant risk for damaging winds and hail and possibly a brief tornado. Across the west, scattered showers and a few storms are expected from the Cascades to the northern Rockies today as a cold front moves across the Intermountain region. Locally enhanced heavier rainfall is possible for the windward terrain. Another area of enhanced rainfall is expected across Nebraska and South Dakota as another low-pressure center develops over the plains by the end of the week. Farther to the south, over the desert southwest, hot weather will continue underneath upper-level ridging, with temperatures likely exceeding 100 degrees again for the lower elevations of Arizona, southern Nevada, and southeastern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under clear skies and 41 degrees and a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 45, 74% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 59, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 34 hundredths of an inch for the month, which is now 52 hundredths below normal, and 13.04 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 1.01 inches above normal. There were zero cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 16, that's 16 above normal, and also 16 for the season, which is 12 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high 93 set in 1979, and the record low 27 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:05 p.m., 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny again today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and cloud today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine giving way to increasing clouds and showers in the afternoon, perhaps some thunderstorms as well as highs reach the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, cooler on Friday, lower 60s. Mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers Saturday, averaging near 60. A mix of sun and clouds on Mother's Day for Sunday in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Monday, and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.